Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. As you can see on screen right now, we're currently at 472,000 subscribers. That means we're just 28,000 away from the big half a million. Let's try and get there as quickly as possible. If you aren't already subscribed, hit that button. Let's get straight into today's video. Entitled Mum says, "Your apartment is mine." The entitled parent in this story is my mother. I moved out of my parents' house 2 years ago and went off to college in a whole different country. I've been struggling with my parents' entitlement and abuse for a while, and around October 2019, I started standing up to them and getting into arguments with them on the phone. The arguments escalated to the point where they hung up on me after several insults and stopped calling me for several days. They used to call me 6 times a day. I saw it as a welcome break and thought nothing of it. After all, I was 4,000 miles away, right? Wrong. At 9:30 p.m. on a Thursday evening, I hear knocking on my studio door. I peek, and lo and behold, my mother, who hasn't spoken to me in a week, is standing in front of my door with 2 suitcases. Now, I have post-traumatic stress disorder, and this gave me a very violent panic attack. I did not open the door that night, because who the frick shows up unannounced and at night to boot? She camped in front of the door till past midnight. I put my phone in airplane mode and texted my friends for emotional support. The following morning, I found a suitcase and a note in front of my door signed by my mother. "I came all the way here to visit you and stayed until 12:30, but you weren't there." I knew I had to face her eventually, but I was trying to delay that bit. "My university contacted me about a family emergency concerning your house keys." I went to the front desk and saw my mother with her suitcase. She came over to hug me and immediately said, "Give me your keys, I have nowhere to stay." "Well, what are you doing here? Where did you stay last night?" "I found a suitcase in front of my door this morning. Do you realize how dangerous this is? It could have been flagged by security." "I went to a hotel. You're exaggerating. It's just a suitcase." "Now, give me your keys. I came here to stay with you." "Well, I have classes. I would have liked to at least known you were coming. I haven't planned anything and I can't stay with you." "We will talk about this later. You need to go back to class. Now, give me the keys." "I would like to point out that I am 22 and that my boyfriend lives with me." I had to ask him to spend the night elsewhere. I gave my mother the keys to my tiny studio and went to class to have the most horrible day of my academic career. For your information, she ended up stealing stuff. When I went back home in the evening, my mum greeted me with this. "This is such a spacious place. I can set in a couple of extra beds and come visit you whenever I want. And bring your 2 siblings along." "Mum, this whole place, bathroom and kitchen included, is 19 squared meters. You can't add 2 beds. I barely have enough room by myself." "Oh, it's plenty of space. I'll take the bed. I'll up a sleeping bag for you. I could stay for a whole month. And wouldn't that be great? I can visit anytime." "Mum, you can visit anytime, but you need to tell me when you visit. I have my own schedule." "Oh, nonsense. This is my apartment." "I pay my own bills with my own money. This is my studio." "I am your mother. I can show up anytime I want. What will you do? Kick out your own mother?" "No, but this place is mine. I'd like you to respect that." "You are my daughter. You don't own anything. Anything you have is mine. This is my apartment." She was getting more and more agitated, and I decided to calm her down. She had arranged all of my kitchen wares and utensils and kept saying she was arranging it as she saw fit because it all belongs to me. It escalated a lot more the following night, as she ended up saying I was a part of her and had no right to privacy. But that's a story for another time. Honestly, guys, at this point, I'd probably just drop kick her out of there. I don't care that she's your mum. If she's not listening to what you're saying when you're asking her to please leave, and she's then saying, you know what, I own this apartment, I own everything that you own because you're my daughter. Seriously, at that point, just get the authorities involved, force her to leave. Surely, with that logic, everything that your mum owns belongs to your grandma, and everything that her mum owns belongs to her mum, and so on and so on. Surely, not everything you guys own right now in the present day belongs to your ancestors from thousands of years ago, does it? I mean, that's what this entitled mum is kind of implying, but I'm not sure that makes much sense. Look, overall, you paid the bills, you have the paperwork to prove it, there is no legal reason why your mum is allowed to be in your house. Yes, I've seen you said you can come over anytime, just please let me know in advance, as anyone normal would do, but if she isn't doing that and it's getting too annoying, you really have no option but to get the authorities involved, I'm sorry to say. Now moving on to our second story, Crazy Karen wants my face mask, gets arrested for assaulting me and a police officer. This happened about 2 hours ago. Those of you from the Midwest have probably heard of Hy-Vee. Well, today, all Hy-Vee stores were giving away cloth face masks for free from the Iowa Department of Public Health. I live in West Des Moines, and we have 3 Hy-Vee within a 10-minute drive and a drugstore. We went to the Hy-Vee closest to our house. The store had kept masks in a basket manned by an employee with a sign that said one per person. My dad and I each got one because he goes out the most to get groceries and supplies, and I'm immunocompromised. My dad decided that since we were already there, that he would go grab some stuff and I would go to the car. As I was leaving, through the doors comes Karen and her 2 crotch goblins. She sees the mask in my hand and asks me where I got it. I told her that they are giving them away for free inside. The following is a transcript of what happened next.
Well, if they're free, you should give it to me because my angels deserve it.
No, they're literally 10 steps away. Go get it yourself. Besides, I don't have a good immune system. I need this mask. I've been using a bandana.
Give it to me!
At this point, I try to leave using the other door, so I turn around and head towards that other side of the store. I'm someone that when in a fight or flight situation, I will always choose flight. Unbeknownst to me, Karen had sent her crotch goblins to tackle me. They grabbed me, but I was able to fend them off. I'm 6'1" and 220 pounds. I knock the first entitled kid into the checkout, and the second entitled kid falls onto the floor. I'm shocked and confused, and don't even realize Karen is running full on into me. I notice at the last second and manage to dodge her. She goes slamming into the customer service desk.
He attacked me and my kids. Call the police.
Now this is where the story gets interesting. I know a lot of people on the police force. My school resource officer and I have known each other since second grade. My friend's dad, who lives up the street, is a sergeant. Another friend's dad is a retired captain. So you could say I know a few people in the department. Unfortunately, I didn't know the officers that showed up. During all of the commotion, the entitled kids tried to slip away, but were caught by an employee. When the police show up, this is what happened. For reference, PO1 is a female and PO2 was a male.
What's going on? He attacked me and my kids, throwing me into the desk and throwing my kids into the checkout and onto the floor.
Oh, that's not true. I was leaving the store when she asked for my mask. I told her that they are free just around the corner and that I would not be giving mine to her. I turned to go out the other doors when her kids tried to tackle me. When I fended them off, she came barreling towards me, but I ducked and she slammed into the customer service desk.
That's a lie. He's lying. I just wanted a mask for my angels.
Why don't we see the tapes?
Karen went as white as a ghost. I guess she didn't realize that she was on video the whole time.
No, no, that's not necessary. I don't want to press any charges. Kids, let's go.
Then the manager got involved.
Mom, you are not going anywhere until these officers view the tapes. You just wait here. Officers, this way.
Karen's face went from a demented, angry look to a...
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
scared, worried look. About 5 minutes later, the officers come back out. One stays with Karen while the other pulls me aside. So, we looked at the tapes. It's exactly like you said. At this point, we will be writing her a disorderly conduct ticket. Do you want to press charges for the assault? I thought about this for a minute or two and then decided yes. Yes, I do want to press charges. The minute Karen heard this, she went ballistic. The officer had to calm her down. When he went to put handcuffs on her, she kicked him and grabbed the basket of masks.
If my angels can't have them, then no one can have them.
She grabbed the basket and started running to the door, knocking the employee down. Her kids were terrified. Outside, she threw the basket in the air, contaminating the masks. The first police officer deployed her taser, bringing her to the ground. The second officer handcuffed her and took her to the police car. My dad had no idea of what was going on at this point, but came to the checkout line to see me talking with the police. What happened? The officers explained to him what happened and what will happen next. I leave you alone for 20 minutes and this is what happens? My dad and I have a really good relationship and I've really always been a daddy's boy, so he's always pulling my leg about something or another. The second officer at this point is confused with the dad's tone. He realizes that and says he's joking. I was joking. I like to pull his leg a lot. Seriously, Dad, not the right time. We have a laugh and go about our ways. Due to the craziness in the world today, the court date is set for June 17th. I'll let you know what happens after that.
Oh, you know what? That was a very enjoyable story. Both you and your dad's attitude to this whole situation was perfect, really. You know, it is quite serious. This woman assaulted a police officer, contaminated loads of face masks that could potentially save lives. You never know. But yeah, the way that you and your dad went about it, just, you know, making jokes about it, quite lighthearted, that is the right thing to do. I also do agree with you that you were right to press charges. I mean, in this case, I have thought about this quite a lot through reading a lot of these stories. It would be easier for you to not press charges, but in that case, would the entitled parents ever learn? You know, if you do something like this, you know, contaminate masks, assault a police officer, and you don't really get punished for it, are you just going to do it again in the future and think, you know what, I did it before, it was okay, I'm just going to do it again and see what happens? I'm not sure. Speaking of face masks, at this point, I'm sure that the vast majority of you know that I do have my own custom face mask. I'll chuck it up on screen right now, as you can see. Pretty crazy design. Me and all of you guys, as part of the Reddit gang, facing off against the Karen and, you know, entitlement in itself. I think it's a pretty cool design. If you do want to go and pick one of those face masks up, link is in the description right now and behind the eye button as well, I hope. I say I hope, I'm not really sure why. I'm going to be the one that's going to be putting it behind the eye button. If I don't do it, that's just me being lazy. So it's definitely going to be there, don't worry. Anyway, guys, that is going to be it for this video. As I said already, go and check out my face mask. A link is now also on screen in the end screen. Also, if you did enjoy this video, drop it a like and also subscribe if you are new. We're now so close to 500,000, so it'll be awesome to hit that as soon as possible. If you do want more immediately from me, I've left a playlist of all my entitled parents videos up on the screen, so you never get bored during this lockdown.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.